This is episode number 2145 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 4th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
New York University's Clive Davis Institute has officially launched a brand new course about Taylor Swift for its spring semester.
Wow.
This course proposes to deconstruct both the appeal and aversions to Taylor Swift through close readings of her music and public discourse as it relates to our growth as an artist and a celebrity. The course description reads that.
Mm-hmm. There's
going to take it'd be, Taylor you know Swift what? 101.
It's she's a good study.
Oh, of course she's a good study. And very amazing talent.
Well, you talk, it starts with someone who is young.
Right, right.
And it evolves.
She has been performing professionally for over half of her life. She's in her 30s now. She's been performing.
So the studies.
So yeah, this is interesting. Taylor Swift. I could take that.
That is interesting.
I could take that as a course, you know? I don't know how many credits you get for it.
Who else could they have, you can take a course on?
Weird Al Yankovic. Time for the Who Cares
Not
News.
Not quite what I was going for. Maybe Martha Stewart.
Here's Morgan.
So Martha Stewart spills her thirst trap beauty tips.
Oh, you were talking about Martha Stewart.
That's TikTok.
TikTok.
Well, I thought, hey, you can tell on Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart's on TikTok. Wow. I have to check that out.
Is she on TikTok or her people on TikTok?
Well, no, she's on. Well, yeah, of course, her people. Like, Martha, she's just a figurehead. That's all.
No, she does her own.
Well, no, stuff. I know, but
a lot of her own tricks.
Yeah, I don't know about the social media tricks. I just don't.
Right. The queen of selfies, sexy poolside thirst trap went viral in July 2020.
That's her.
And now she's teaching fans how to put their best faces forward.
Wow. Martha's going to teach us how to do social media. Wow. Okay.
She's teamed up with, when I first read the name of this cosmetic company.
Uh-huh.
I want to, and now I can't get it out of my head. I want to call it Clue de Pew. Clue de Pew.
Clue de Pew.
It's Clue de Pew Beauty.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what it's
don't
called.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's something French that I can't pronounce. My apologies.
Clue de Pew.
Clue de Pew on the brand's first TikTok. And she reveals her pro tips. For taking perfect selfies.
Ah. Of course. When I think of selfies, I don't think of Martha Stewart. I think more of somebody that starts with the letter K. But that's okay.
Uh-huh. Mm. First, fabulous, Martha instructed. Next, only conceal where needed. Being effortless is key.
Well, yeah.
Now add a touch of gloss.
That's Martha to a T.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
So the crafting maven, she swiped on the beauty brand's concealer, SPF 27, $75.
Oh, wow.
And Radiant Lip Gloss,
wow,
$38.
Oh, my God.
During the clip before offering her final tip, saying the magic phrase, Clue de Pew.
Clue de Pew.
Of course, for the perfect pout as you snap that pic.
Oh, Martha is an influencer. Oh, my God.
Clue to Pew.
Clue to Pew.
While filming Uncharted, Mark Wahlberg gifted Tom Holland a massage gun to use for recovery after a workout.
I've seen those. I've actually tried one. They hurt like a mother. They're like a stinking, jackhammer covered by a piece of rubber, and they beat the crap out of your muscles.
Yeah, the physical therapists have those sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Now,
and they hurt. They hurt.
There's a lot of these massage guns they're called massage guns, wink, wink.
Oh, okay. All right.
And some of them are massage guns.
Right, right.
So know your massage guns.
Know your massage gun.
So now Tom mistook it for a sex toy.
Oh, jeez.
Otherwise known as the massage gun, wink, wink.
No.
And
my
thought
goodness.
Mark was trying to make a move on him.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
So Tom and Mark were on Access Hollywood plugging the movie, and Tom said that Mark gave him the massage gun,
uh-huh,
then drove him back to his hotel.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
This is getting a little personal.
So the biggest problem was that, you know, Tom didn't know what it was.
Well, he's young.
He thought it was for, like, self-pleasure. He goes, it's Hollywood, baby. Who knows what's going to happen?
Ooh, no. Wow.
So Mark thought it would be a perfect gift for Tom because they had spent a lot of time talking about fitness.
Yeah.
He could use it to recover after workouts.
Right, sure.
So Mark said, I can't believe the whole time you were thinking that. Got to get your head out of the gutter, buddy.
Oh, my God. No kidding. I cannot imagine this movie with Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland. They're so different. You know, here you've got little tiny Tom Holland.
Little tiny Tom.
You know,
tiny
young kid, been a superhero.
Tiny Tom Holland.
Right. And I'm wondering if he uses his American accent in this movie. Because, you know, he is British. And so,
yes. You
know, his native accent is British, but he's changed it to be Spider-Man. So here we have Mark Wahlberg, who is all things. I mean, he is.
I remember the first time I saw Hugh Laurie, I think it was on an award show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he got up and was talking.
And we're talking about House MD.
Well, he got up and started talking, and he had a British accent.
Well, actually, it's a Scottish brogue, isn't it? It's more of a Scottish accent.
Well, regardless, yeah. I thought, he's doing like a fake accent.
Yeah, he was. You thought he was
because
joking.
I didn't know. I didn't know until after that because I still thought he was doing a fake accent.
Did you know that Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry did British comedy shows forever before House?
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, that was his claim to fame in the UK. He was not a skit comedian, but he was a comedian. So. And, of course, Halle Berry's new movie comes out today. Critics have panned it. She's been on every talk show, including Ellen's.
So it's called Moonfall?
It's called Moonfall.
So I saw a little trailer for it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it didn't mention her name. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, that's weird. She's actually the protagonist. This is a movie that she ends up being the one to save the Earth. I mean, I don't know that she saves the Earth. I'm pretty sure she would.
Well, we're guessing.
Berry. We're guessing. Yeah.
The whole movie looks a little...
It looks like it would have been a better farce than a serious movie. I think it would have been better if it was like, I don't know.
Do we know
Space
that it's not a farce?
Or whatever. It's not a farce, no. But I'll watch it because I watched Catwoman. Can't be any worse than Catwoman. More Who Cares coming your way next week on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.